Hello, my name is Tim Buss, and welcome to this AAT podcast on the VAT penalty system, which incorporates the recent changes to the misdeclaration penalty. The civil penalty regime was introduced in 1986, and there are different penalties for a number of VAT offences. In addition to the misdeclaration penalty and the new provisions being phased in, I will be covering the penalty for failure to notify liability for VAT registration and for the default surcharge. Misdeclaration penalty. The current provisions are being phased out and being replaced by new provisions. The new rules apply for VAT returns due to be filed after 31st of March 2009. However, businesses on annual returns commencing after 1 April 2008 but due for filing after 31st of March 2009 will already be subject to the new penalty provisions. The current rules are: a person is liable to a penalty for errors made on VAT returns if the error exceeds 30% of the gross amount of tax, that is output tax plus input tax, or if greater, £1 million. The penalty is 15% of the VAT that would have been lost if the error had not been discovered. A penalty is not imposed if the error is voluntarily disclosed to HMRC or if the error is less than £10,000 and corrected on a subsequent VAT return. It should be noted that for VAT periods ending before 1st of July 2008, the limit for correcting an error on a VAT return is £2,000. The voluntary disclosure has to be made at a time when the person concerned had no reason to think HMRC were investigating the VAT affairs of the business. The penalty is automatic if the limit is exceeded and the error not disclosed. The error can be entirely innocent. A penalty is not imposed if the business can demonstrate a reasonable excuse for making the error. Typical reasonable excuses which may be accepted depending on precise circumstances include sickness, departure of key staff or computer faults, the complexity of the relevant legal point, or the actions of the business were reasonable given the information available and the understanding of the precise situation. The new provisions. The new provisions create a single framework for penalties to be imposed on taxpayers who make errors in documents submitted to HMRC, that is not just VAT returns. The phrase misdeclaration penalty will no longer be used. A penalty will be imposed where a VAT return contains an error and two conditions are satisfied. Condition one is that the document contains an inaccuracy which amounts or leads to an underdeclaration of VAT or a false or inflated claim to repayment of VAT. Condition two is that the error is careless or deliberate. An error is careless if it is due to failure to take reasonable care. Deliberate but not concealed if it is deliberate but there have been no arrangements to conceal the error, and deliberate and concealed if arrangements have been made to conceal the error. The amount of the penalty is 30% of the lost revenue if the action is deemed careless, 70% of the lost revenue if the action is deliberate but not concealed, and 100% of the lost revenue if the action is both deliberate and concealed. HMRC can reduce penalties to nil if appropriate for unprompted disclosures where the error is careless. The penalty can be reduced to a percentage not below 15% where a prompted disclosure is made. Penalties can be reduced to not below 20% for unprompted disclosures of deliberate errors, not below 35% for prompted disclosures of deliberate errors, and to 30% and 50% respectively for unprompted and prompted disclosures of deliberately concealed errors. HMRC has the power to suspend penalties for careless errors. Under the suspension provisions, the penalty will be enforced if another careless inaccuracy is made during the suspension period, normally a year. The reasonable care provisions will be subject to debate and dispute. HMRC say that reasonable care will differ depending on the capabilities of the taxpayer concerned. HMRC has stated it will not impose a penalty where it can be demonstrated that the taxpayer has relied on incorrect advice from either HMRC or a competent VAT advisor, provided the person giving the advice has been given the full facts. Late notification penalty. The law on late notification can be found in Section 67 of the VAT Act 1994. Late notification of registration carries a penalty of up to 15% of the net tax due from the date a business should have been registered to the date the business eventually notifies HM Revenue and Customs. Penalty applied varies according to the total length of the period between the date the business should have been registered and the date of notification. Where the period is less than 9 months, a penalty of 5%, or if greater, £50, will be applied. Where the period is between 9 months and 18 months, a penalty of 10%, or if greater, £50, will be applied. For a period exceeding 18 months, a penalty of 15%, or if greater, £50, will be applied. Normally, HMRC do not apply a penalty for delays of less than 3 months, but this cannot be relied upon as it is an unwritten concession. There are two main ways of either reducing the penalty or seeking its withdrawal. 1. Using the reasonable excuse provisions. If it can be shown that the business has a reasonable excuse for notifying late, then HMRC will not impose a penalty. 2. Persuading HMRC to mitigate the penalty. Reasonable excuse. HMRC has indicated that the following reasons for late registration may be acceptable depending on individual circumstances. Compassionate circumstances, for example, serious illness of the taxpayer or one of his or her immediate family. Doubts about VAT liability of suppliers, there would need to be written evidence of an inquiry to HMRC. Uncertainty about employment status, that is, where there are genuine doubts as to whether a person is employed or self-employed. Reliance on a third party is never acceptable as a reasonable excuse, except for extreme circumstances. Mitigation. Successfully using the reasonable excuse procedures to challenge a penalty is not easy. Taxpayers should ensure the penalty is as low as possible through mitigation. HMRC will take a number of factors into account when reviewing the imposition of a penalty, including how the lateness occurred, that is, the precise circumstances, the degree of cooperation from a taxpayer in quantifying the arrears, any other relevant factors put forward. These factors may well fall short of being reasonable excuses, for example, directors overwhelmed by a sudden growth in the business, but may persuade HMRC to mitigate the penalty. It should be noted that the penalty is imposed on the net tax due, that is, output tax less input tax, so taxpayers should ensure that all input tax due is claimed. Default surcharge summary. Default surcharges are imposed where a business is late submitting and paying VAT returns. The system works on a sliding scale basis, and the surcharge percentages range from 2% to 15%. The regime works as follows. On the first occasion a business is late submitting or paying a return, HMRC will issue a surcharge liability notice. No actual penalty is imposed, but the notice confirms that the business is in default in respect of the VAT period concerned, and if another default occurs within the 12 months following the date of issue of the notice, a default surcharge penalty will be imposed. For small businesses, meaning those with a turnover of less than £150,000 a year, the first default does not result in a surcharge liability notice. Instead, HMRC issue a letter offering help and support. Only if the business concerned is late again within the next 12 months is a surcharge liability notice issued. This concession is helpful in giving small businesses with accounting difficulties a chance to liaise with HMRC and deal with any problems. For businesses with a turnover of more than £150,000, which default again within 12 months of the receipt of a surcharge liability notice, a default penalty is imposed automatically. In relation to the first period, 2% of the outstanding VAT. In relation to the second period, 5% of the outstanding VAT. In relation to the third period, 10% of the outstanding VAT. And in relation to each period after the third, 15% of the outstanding VAT. A business only comes out of the defaults for surcharge regime where it has submitted and paid four successive quarterly VAT returns. This is because each default results in the issue of a surcharge liability extension notice, extending the surcharge period for a further 12 months. A default occurs when a return and payment is not received by HMRC on or before the relevant date. The point to remember is the relevant date, as far as VAT returns are concerned, is not the date of posting, but the date of receipt by the VAT office. This is confirmed by the VAT return itself, which states, "You could be liable to a financial penalty if your completed return and all the VAT payable are not received by the due date." The due date is the last day of the month following the VAT period. For example, when a VAT period ends on 31st December, the due date is the 31st of January. It is evident that it is the responsibility of the business to ensure that return and payment are received by HMRC prior to the due date, taking postal issues into account. In practice, HMRC has confirmed that if there is a proof that the return was posted one working day before the due date, then this will be acceptable if the return is delayed in the post for any reason. Taxpayers should ensure that if posting just before the due date, they obtain a certificate of posting. Businesses paying VAT by electronic means will automatically receive a 7-day extension to the due date for submission and payment of returns. If a repayment or nil return is submitted late, then a default surcharge liability or extension notice will be issued, but no actual penalty will be applied. This is because there is no unpaid VAT at the due date. A penalty can be avoided if the business can prove that the return and payment were posted on time. If a business submits its return late but still pays the VAT on time, then the late return will be recorded as a default, but no penalty will be imposed. A penalty will not be applied if the business has a reasonable excuse for not paying the VAT on time. If a part payment is made before the due date, the penalty will only be calculated on the outstanding amount. A penalty will not be charged at the 2% or 5% rates where the VAT outstanding is less than £400, but a default will still be recorded. Default surcharge, reasonable excuse. Default surcharge penalty is not imposed where the business can convince HMRC or, on appeal, a VAT tribunal that there is a reasonable excuse for non-payment. There is no definition of reasonable excuse in the VAT legislation, which is deliberately kept as wide as possible. It is not acceptable to claim lack of funds as a reasonable excuse unless there are exceptional circumstances. It is also not acceptable to blame a third party for failing to carry out a task unless, again, there are exceptional circumstances such as death or serious illness. The following circumstances could be acceptable depending on the facts of the individual case: computer breakdown and consequent loss of essential records, illness or compassionate reasons, unexpected cash crisis, for example, non-payment by a normally reliable customer, loss of records in a genuine fire, flood or burglary. Conclusion. I hope this podcast has been useful. Obviously, no business wants to incur a penalty of any sort, so care should be taken with VAT return completion, VAT registration, and submission of returns. If in doubt or difficulty, seek advice from a VAT consultant or HMRC. Ensure any advice is confirmed in writing. The new penalty system looks like leading to as many disputes as its predecessor, and unless administered reasonably by HMRC, could be more draconian than its predecessor. My name is Tim Buss. Thank you for listening.